The shir today is said Le'ilui Nishmas Hinda Bas Hillel, my mother-in-law, whose fourth yortzeit is today. So it came out on the right time. It also came out on the right time because we're going to talk about a topic that she excelled in beyond any expectation. She was a Machnisas Orchim par excellence, as we will see during this year and probably the following next one or two shirim. This is a topic that is really important, and I'm going to dedicate to it as much time as needed. Let's start setting up the stage for the mitzvah of Achnasas Ochel. And I want to set it up with actually a chapter from a sefer that my mechutin wrote, Zvi Reisman from Los Angeles. And he has a sefer in which he is writing about each month of the year, what makes this month unique, what is particular about the month. You know, in Chodesh Cheshvan we feel sometimes a downer. Here we come from Rosh Hashanah, from Yom Kippur, from Sukkot, and suddenly we're coming to a month, there's no holidays, there's nothing, no special events, and some people feel like it's a big come down. And in his sefer, he's going through seven events that happened historically in the Chodesh of Cheshvan. The Mabul started in Chodesh Cheshvan, Metushelach passed away in Chodesh Cheshvan, Rochel Emeinu passed away and Binyamin was born. The first Beis Hamikdash ended, the construction ended in Cheshvan, and so on. And he does a beautiful job in intertwining all of those events and personalities. And I would urge you all to read it. It's a sefer called Ratzke Tzvi. And I have a copy, whoever is interested in reading it. But the interesting thing that he's doing is that the common denominator of all of those events and personalities is the big emphasis on mitzvot sheben adam lachavero. All of those things that happen in Chodesh Cheshvan have one way or another a very strong relationship to the notion of mitzvot sheben adam lachavero. And when we talk about mitzvot sheben adam lachavero, I think that the mitzvah of achnosas orchim not only is the epitome of it, it's not only the probably the most important mitzvah of ben adam lachavero, and I don't want to rank the importance of the mitzvot, but we'll see soon the way that the Gemara expresses how important this mitzvah is. But I think it is something very unique. It's a concept that is completely foreign to non-Jews. The idea that a Jew can walk into a city that nobody knows him and meet another Jew that never saw him in his life, and the person will say, come to my house, you have a place to eat, you have a place to sleep. Not only he will tell him he has a mitzvah to do it, is something that's beyond the comprehension of a non-Jew. They just don't understand it. Coming to bringing a stranger to my house, letting him sleep in my house or even in my bedroom, it's just something that doesn't happen. And from all the hundreds or thousands of stories that I read about Achnosas Orchim, there's one story that struck me, and I think it's very interesting. Shlomo Lahat used to be the mayor of Tel Aviv. And there was one time a convention of mayors from all the world, and the convention was held in one city in India. It wasn't New Delhi or Calcutta, it was a big city, but not one of the major cities. And Mr. Lahat, on Friday afternoon, decided that he wanted to see what's going on there as far as Jewish life in this city. So he opened the phone book, and what are you looking for? You're looking for a Kohen, for a Levi, for some Jewish names that are in the phone book. And actually he found a few of them. So he called somebody, one of those people, and he said, my name is Shlomo Lahat, I'm the mayor of Tel Aviv. We are in a convention here. Is there a shul here in the city? There is a synagogue. And Mr. Lahat describes that within an hour, there were 200 people standing outside the hotel room, all the Jewish community in this city, asking him to come down, and they started to dance around him and inviting him to shul, inviting him to their houses. And all the mayors in the world looked, what's going on here? What's this demonstration? And Mr. Lahat told them that he just looked for a Jewish people in the city, and here they are. So he said, the mayor of Rome told them, Mr. Lahat, do you think that if I will find an Italian name in this city and I'll call him and I'll tell him that I am the mayor of Rome, he would care? Do you think that even he will come? Maybe it'll be interesting that I'm an important person to come and get to know an important person. But in terms of the kind of the reception that you get here, he said, it can never happen. You are very, very fortunate that this is something that happened among Jewish people. And the mayor of Rome told him that he knows what happens in Rome when Jewish strangers are coming and all the institutions that were created for the Achnasa Solcher. So, there's something that's very unique about us. It's almost an ID, a litmus test. And we know that the Sholosh Midas that Bnei Israel have, Rachmonim, Baishonim, and Gom Lechasodim, and as we'll see in a few minutes, the Rambam actually count the mitzvah of Achnasa Solcher as part of Gemilas Chesed. We will divide this year into a few parts because there's just no way in the world we can cover it today given the short time that we have. We will talk today about the importance of this mitzvah. We're not going to go to the details of the mitzvah. We're not going to go to the practical ramification of it. It will be more a question, a shir about what is so important about it. Next shir in Eretz Hashem, we will get into the details of the mitzvah of Achnas Solchim as we learn it from Avraham Avinu, from Lot, and from other stories in the Tanakh, and some of the halachic ramification to us on a day-to-day basis. So let's start talking about how important is the mitzvah of Achnas Solchim. We're not defining now what is Achnas Solchim. This will be left for next year. We all know that every morning we're saying in Birkas HaShachar, Eilu Dvorim She'en Lahem Shiur. It's really a Gemara in Shabbos. It's also the Mishnah in Peah, the first Mishnah, in the Yalkut Shimoni. Shish Dvorim Odom Ochel Perosem Boreilo Mazeva Keren Kayemes Lo Dorilo Mabo. There are six things that we are benefiting both in this world and in the world to come. The Elohen, and the first one is Achnosas Orchim, Bikur Choyim, Viyun Tfilov, Ashkomas Besamidlash, and so on. So the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim, the mitzvah of Bikur Choyim, two mitzvahs, Shilin Adam Lachaveroi, says the Mishnah that we are enjoying the fruits of our labors, if you want, of making this mitzvah, both in this world and in the world to come. And the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayos on Maseches Peah, in the first Mishnah, says something that we should all remember for a long time. The Rambam says, and I'll read just pieces of it because it's a long Rambam, כל המצוות נחלקות חלוקה ראשונה לשניים, חלק במצוות המיוחדות לאדם בעצמו, בנו ובן השם, כגון ציציס ותפילין ושבס ועברי דזורו, וחלק במצוות התלויס בתקינוס יחסי בני אודם זה עם זה. The mitzvahs are divided into two parts. Part of it, mitzvah shebin odom namokrim, between a man and a kodesh boruch hu, and the other part is between men and fellow men. And the Rambam just going through some examples. Says the Rambam the following: what does it mean that we have certain mitzvot that we're getting rewarded only in the world to come, and we have other mitzvot that we are getting rewarded in this world? Says the Rambam the following: Im kiyem ha'odom ha'mitzvoy sam yuchodo shlo be'atzmoy, b'amesh she'beino le'bein boiroy, when I am mekayim, when I am making a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah which ben odom lamokoyim, between men and the Ribbono shel Olam, yesh lo al zeh schar yigmeleu Hashem al kach lo ilom abo. So when I am dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I am a time of mitzvah between Ben Odom and Lamokom, says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the rewards in his world, in the world to come, in Yer Tashem. Ve'in kiem, listen to those words, ve'in kiem ha'odom ha'mitzvah is ha'kluyos betkinus yachsei bnei odom zeim zeh. But if I'm making a mitzvah that has to do with the relationship of people one with the other, yesh lo ha'zeschar lo'oilom habo al kimo ha'mitzvah. First of all, I'm making a mitzvah, the Torah says lo tignoiv, lo tinaf, all those mitzvahs that the Torah tell me, if I am actually obeying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, there's part of it that's a mitzvah shebein odom lamokoyim, and I'm getting rewarded on this in the world to come. But, says the Rambam, v'yasik to'eles bo'oilom hazeh li'itnahagusoy itnahagut toivo im bnei odom. But I'm also reaping rewards in this world for my good behavior with my fellow human being. Lefi shim holach bederech zo v'holach zu lo'isor bo yohone gam hu mo'isa to'eles. Says the Rambam that what I eat the fruits in this world, the mitzvah she'odom ochel perosem bo'elom hazeh, says the Rambam, it's not a special reward. But if I'm nice to one person, and this fellow person is going to be nice to me, my world will be a better world. So the fruits that we eat in this world from being mekayim mitzvahs shebin adam lachaveroi are not special rewards that we're getting, but they are nothing more than a mere outcome of being good to each other. This is what mitzvah she'odam achel peroseim bo'elom hazeh. If we're going to be good to each other, because we all have the mitzvah of being good, so I have to be good to my fellow human being, and the fellow human being have to be good to me, then, says the Rambam, those are the mitzvot she'ben adam lachaveroi she'adam achel peroseim bo'elom hazeh. Fascinating Rambam. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, which is probably one of the major sources in the Gemara for the importance of the mitzvah of achnosas solchi. And the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos in Daf Kuf Chavov says, "Mefanim afilu arba v'chamesh kupois shel teven v'shel tvuo mipnei ha'oichim u'mipnei bitul beis hamikdash." If I have a silo, and apparently that's where, I had a lot of hay in my house, and guests are coming, even though on Yom Tov I'm not allowed to do heavy work, I'm not allowed to do ma'isechol uvdin lechol, but for guests, I'm allowed to do it. So if guests are coming to my house, and I have to go and start schlepping some heavy lift, and empty the barn, so I have a place for my guests, where to eat or where to sleep, I'm allowed to do it. I am also allowed to do it, says the Mishnah, mipnei bitul beis hamikdash. If this will bring to more limud Torah, if people need a place where to learn, I'm allowed to go and make some place for them so they can learn. But the interesting order is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying first, mipnei achnosas orchim, mipnei orchim, and then mipnei bitul beis hamidrash. And that order in the Mishnah is dealt in the Gemara. And the Gemara in the following page, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gdoilo achnosas orchim kehashkomas beis hamidrash. It's as important to deal with achnosas orchim as it is to go to beis hamidrash. If there's a machlekes among the mefoshim, does it mean to get early to beis hamidrash, or it really means to learn? That achnosas orchim is more important than learning. We'll leave it to the side. We'll deal with it next year in Eretz Hashem. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say they are the same? Diktani mipnei ha'orchim u'mipnei bitul beis hamidrash, because the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to violate quote unquote some aspects of Yom Tov, both for orchim and for learning Torah. So you see that both of them are the same. Veravdimi min ardoma yoiser mashkomas beis hamidrash. That achnosas orchim is more important than getting up and learning early. Why? Because the way the Mishnah puts the order, diktani mipnei ha'orchim vehadar mipnei bitul beis hamidrash. So the Mishnah is giving it to you in order of priority. And since the Mishnah is first telling you orchim, and then the Mishnah tells you bitul beis hamidrash, that means that achnosas orchim, according to Rabbimi min Ardo, is more important than Hashkomas beis hamidrash, whatever it means. Then in the same page, following a few lines from the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, we all know this memo, Gdoila hachnosas orchim yoiser mikabolas pnei hashchina. You hear this? Gdoila hachnosas orchim, it's greater to deal with hachnosas orchim than kabolas pnei hashchina, than to be with the Rebbe Shalom. Where do we learn it from? From Avraham Avinu. Now next week, next year in Eretz Hashem, we will go into real details of the whole story with Avraham Avinu and the Malachim. But basically what happened is Avraham Avinu is in the third day after the Bris. He is looking for guests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him, and suddenly he sees three people. And those three people are Malachim, but Avraham Avinu thinks that they are actually human beings. Not only human beings, he thinks that they are Arvi Ka'arvim Lidmulo, says the Gemara. Like Arabs. So Avraham Avinu tells the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wait, please wait, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have to run and get those people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu about what he's going to do with Dom and Amoilo. So most of the Mefoshim are learning that the simple pshat, how do I know that Achnosas Orchim is bigger than Kabolas Pnei Hashchina? Because Avraham Avinu tells the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please wait, I'm going to get the Orchim. The Tosfos on the spot asks about it, and the Maharsho answers on this Tosfos. We're not going to go to the question and the answer. Tosfos says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait, not because he wanted to get the Orchim, because he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to leave. If that's the reason that Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait, then you don't learn anything about Achnosas Orchim. So the Maharsho wants to answer the following. the reason that we know that Achnos Sochim is greater than Kabbalah Sfnei Ashkina, says the Marsho, Lav Mishum De Omar Le Avrom La Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Na Tavol. It's not because Avrom told HaKodesh Baruch Hu, please don't go, wait till I get those people. Ela Mehayim Yonon Idrash, says the Marsho. We know it, with the whole Achme HaKodesh Baruch Hu La Achnos Sochim, Avrom is telling HaKodesh Baruch Hu, please wait, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu is waiting. והמתין לו הדיבור עד אחר כל המעשה המלוכים שאז אומר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא זקה סדוים ואמורו כי רבו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is waiting to give Avram the message about the destruction of Sodom till Avram Avinu is done with the guest and he feeds them, he does everything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the message. Says the Maharsho that from this you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was willing to wait and let Avraham Avinu deal with Achnos HaSorchim and then only give Avraham Avinu the message. That is the reason why Achnos HaSorchim Godol Achnos HaSorchim Yisun Kabbalah Sfnei Ashkina, says the Maharsho. And the Meiri is saying a stunning sentence in this Gemara. I'll read you, it's a short sentence. Le'oilom mishtadel odom be'achnos HaSorchim, says the Meiri. A person should always be mishtadel. Do all the efforts you can in the mitzvah of Achnos HaSorchim. She'en lecho mitzvah gedoilom mizo. You hear the words of the Meiri? There is no mitzvah greater than the mitzvah of Achnos HaSorchim. So we should do a lot, put a lot of efforts in making the mitzvah of Achnos HaSorchim. There's another mimer in the Gemara with the Pirush of the Meiri that will shed light on something that is L'choira Atele. There's a posuk in Yecheskel that the Gemara brings in Maseches Chagigo. The posuk starts to describing the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach etz sholosh omos gavoya ve'ol koshtayim omos. It describes the whole Mizbeach, and then the end of the Pasuk is Vayedaber Elai Ze Ashulchon Asher Lifnei Hashem. Yecheskel is being told that the Mizbeach is the Shulchon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Posach B'Mizbeach V'Siyem B'Shulchon. The Pasuk starts describing the Mizbeach, and then the end of the Pasuk is describing the Shulchon, the table. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan V'Resh Lakish Da Amri Tarvayu, both Rabbi Yochanan Hanan and Resh Lakish agree. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem, mizbeach mechaper al odom. When the Beis Hamikdash is kayem, we made a sin, we'd sinned, we go into the Beis Hamikdash and we bring a korban. Achsho, now that there is no Beis Hamikdash, shulchono shel odom mechaper al odom. The table is like a mizbeach. We all heard it probably many, many times. And most of the people learn that if we eat properly around the table and we deal with the food in the proper way, it is like a mizbeach. Comes the Meiri and sheds a completely different light on it. Says the Meiri the following, verbatim. Ze sheposach beposuk ze bemizbeach. The sea and the shulchan. Why the reason that the Torah started in the pasuk describing the mizbeach and ending the shulchan? Kedei la'ir ve'lo yimar lecho bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem mizbeach mechaper. Almost verbatim loshon gemore. Achshov she'en beis hamikdash kayem. Says the Meiri shulchano shel odom be'achnos HaSorchim mechaper esolo. Says the Meiri that it's not just eating around the table that it's like a mizbeach. What is making the table a mizbeach, says the Meiri, is when we have Achnos HaSorchim. It's not just the mere eating the seuda, which is by itself very important, but the Meiri adds here a simple notion that what is important here is to have guests around the table. Then the mizbeach turns, the shulchan turns into a mizbeach, and the house turns into a mishkan. Into a Beis Hamikdash. That's what the guests are doing to the house. Why? We'll have to wait till next class. Next lesson. I want to finish with one. I have about 2-3 minutes. I want to finish with one more medrash. Listen to the medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meeting Moshe Rabbeinu and is telling him, I need to send you to save Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel are suffering. There are hundreds of thousands of them, probably millions of them at that time. They are all suffering tremendously. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send Moshe Rabbeinu to save Bnei Israel. Says the Medrash the following, B'shor she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ato lecho ve'eshlechacho el paroi. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to send you to Paro, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu answers him? Omar lo ribbono elomim eini yochel. I can't go like this. Mipnei shekiblani yitroi uposach li beisoi va'ani kemo imoi keben. I have somebody I need to take permission from. Yisroi. My shver, he took me into his house when I needed it. He treated me like a son. Umishu poteach pitchoi lachaveroi. Somebody that opens the door to the fellow friend, nashoi chayodloi. I owe him my life. Says the medrash that we learn from here. Shekol apoteach pitchoi lachaveroi chayev bichvoidoi yoiser meoviv umeimoi. We learn it from Elio and Elisha. Next session. Okay? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lakach omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kablein kiblani yitroi venohab bikovoid eini hoylech ela birsusoi. Lakach ksiv vayelech Moshe vayoshov el yeser choto. Moira verabosa, we just touched the surface. But we see how much importance the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim is. How much importance we place on this mitzvah. Yoisel mikabolas kmei ashchino, it's like a mizbeach, it turns our house into a mishkan. We need to understand why, and we need to understand what does it mean? What is the mitzvah of achnosas orchim? If I send somebody to the hotel because I don't have place in my house, am I kind of mitzvah of achnosas orchim? Many more details. Have a good chodesh. We will continue, Mitzvah Hashem. This was a very short shir, but it was just an introduction.